Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kind of close things out with a look at our University of Miami. Every week we take a look at the University of Miami in full swing, getting ready for their opener against Bethune-Cookman on the 3rd of September. And I'll tell you what, Adam Lichtenstein has done a great job. Every time I read something by him, he's right. He's immersed in the entire beat, does a tremendous job. See him on TV all the time. He gets a lot of TV time as well. He, from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, he's kind of enough to join us this evening. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. I think that the Sentinel has to pay you for getting all that air time. I see you almost every shot that they show Mario Cristobal. You're in it.
Well, first, thank you. Thank you for all those kind words. That's really nice of you. I wish. Life of a journalist, not the most luxurious, but I definitely like what I do.
A lot of positives. We spent pretty much the month of June and early July talking about the recruits. Now we get a chance to look at the team. And this is a program that's maturing every day, getting better. Different positions are stepping up. Depth is being created. Talk about what's happened over the last week and a half.
I definitely think they're improving. And Mario Cristobal, when you ask him about it, he says, that they're on a good trajectory. They're on the trajectory that they want. But there are still things that they want to work on, still things they want to improve. Like today, for example, we only get to watch part of practice when they open practice to the media. But we saw, a few wide receiver drops. And like today, Mario called that group a work in progress. So there's definitely things to work on. There are definitely places to improve, things where they can get better. But I think just with the talent they have on that team, the transfers they've brought in, over the last few months, and the coaching staff they've got, you're definitely going to see a better team, a team that's much improved from last year.
Adam, I watched your video the time that you guys could watch it of the receivers. Had a chance to watch Jacoby George in there. Also, Xavier Restrepo, who was singled out for what he did in the scrimmage. Talk about that position. It's a position that the last couple of years, they've had the go-to guy. Somebody that came in with a lot of experience, somebody who dominated like Rambo last year. Certainly, they don't have that this year. They don't have that one guy. Who do you expect to emerge in that position? Or could it be a tight end that maybe grabs that major position where, hey, you know what? Let's look at him first.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We don't really know who that guy or guys is going to be yet. Like you said, they lose Charleston Rambo. They lose Mike Harley Jr. And I did the math on this a while ago, and that's something like more than 40% of their touchdown catches from last year. I think more than 40% of their receiving yards or total receptions from last year. So, they have a big, big hole to fill up that position. Like I said, we really don't know for sure yet who that's going to be. I expect right. Xavier Restrepo to be really big in the slot receiver position for them. I think he'll get plenty of catches this year. Will Mallory, you mentioned tight ends. Will Mallory's coming back from a torn labrum, but I think he'll be ready, and he should be a big producer for them this year. Elijah Arroyo at tight end could also do a pretty solid job for them when he gets in.
Sure.
I expected, Josh Gattis to use a lot of two tight end sets. And then at receiver, like I said, a lot of guys in the mix. Keyshawn Smith is the top returning receiver. He'll certainly get plenty of his share of catches. Frank Ladson Jr., former South Florida guy, still a top order guy. He transferred in from Clemson. He'll get his shot. Romello Brinson, I think, is a guy who could get some catches. Like you mentioned, Jacoby George. Like, there's really a whole host of guys. Breshard Smith can get in the mix there. Like, there's a lot of guys, and they're all going to have their opportunities to show what they can do, because there isn't that established, those established starters there yet.
Right. With a new coaching staff and with Coach Gattis coming in and loving to run the ball, they've got, you look at their running game, where do you start? I mean, everybody's different in that running game and that running room, but they're all very talented. You have four guys that are capable of really doing a tremendous job. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a real who's who of South Florida running back stars from the last few years. I mean, Jalen Knighton out of Deerfield, Don Chaney Jr. out of Belen, Henry Parrish Jr. out of Columbus, and Thad Franklin out of Chaminade. I mean, I think all four of those guys will certainly get their touches this year. Jalen Knighton, is the biggest returner in terms of yards. He missed a good chunk. He missed spring. He was kind of limited due to injury. Same thing with Don Chaney Jr. coming back from an ACL tear. They'll all get in the mix. They'll all get different situations. And they also brought in Trevante Citizen, yes. Getting rave reviews since he got on campus. Unfortunately, seems like he suffered a pretty bad injury in the scrimmage on Saturday. We don't know the exact details of that injury, but Mario said earlier today that it's a significant injury, so we'll hopefully learn what that is later this year, at some point soon. And hopefully, not so bad. Hopefully we'll see him this year, because he was really just getting great reviews from coaches. From Kevin Smith, from Mario Cristobal, from his teammates. Like, everyone seems really, really high on him. So hopefully we'll get to see him, back on the field soon.
Adam, when you take a look at the defensive side, the glaring issue would be the front seven, especially linebackers, where they have kids. They got a couple of transfers that come in. But last year, you look at a kid like Flagg, who was their most productive linebacker, yet he probably is not even penciled in as a starter now, which means somebody else is turning heads. Talk about the linebacker position, because I think that's important as we move closer to the Bethune-Cookman game, the Southern Mississippi game. I think all eyes are going to be on that linebacker position.
Oh, I definitely agree. They need more production out of that position. They need a lot of improvement. They had such a rough time tackling last year. They really need to get better at that position. Like you mentioned, Corey Flagg was their top tackler last year. He's back. I think getting coached by Charlie Strong, he'll be improved. You've got Wesley Bassain from Miami Central, who also another freshman getting really good reviews. He has a good chance to get a decent amount of playing time this year. And then the big guy they brought in is Caleb Johnson, a transfer from UCLA. He's gotten really strong reviews from the coaches. We spoke to him today. And the cool thing is, I feel like the linebackers have been getting asked kind of off ball, what do you think about Caleb Johnson? What did you think about them bringing him in as a transfer? And they've all been really accepting of him. They've been encouraged. They're not upset that, Mario Cristobal and Charlie Strong and Kevin Steele went out and found another linebacker. They brought him in. He became part of that room. It seems like he's quickly kind of ingratiated himself to the team and to that linebacker room. And, I think he's probably going to play. He's been kind of working at all the different linebacker positions, but I think he's probably going to play in the middle. And he should be a really solid addition. He just looks like a pretty solid linebacker.
Right. Special teams-wise, they're set. Lou Headley, really, really good punter. And then, obviously, a kid that you watched for a few years in Borregales. Andy Borregales has done a great job. And then their secondary, we know it's strong. Just a matter of who's going to be where. I've always thought that, James Williams, obviously, you don't want to leave anybody out, because now Avante Williams, Kitchens, and James Williams are your safeties. Is there any chance that maybe James maybe moves into what do they call that linebacker position?
That striker role, the star role.
Yeah, striker role. Would he move into that, or is he too valuable as a safety?
I can see them playing him there. They might mix things up. I mean, the fact of the matter is, three of the most talented players on the defense are safeties. So you want to get them on the field as much as you can. You want them, as much as you can. You want them playing together just because they're just so, they're that good. So I can see it. We'll see how they mix it up. They might go to different you know, different packages and different situations where maybe they move James Williams over into that star position and have Avonte and Cam Kitchens play at safety, or they might, you know, they might move it around. They haven't been, they've kind of just said they'll be open to kind of everything. They haven't, like, you know, made a decision like, we're definitely going to do this here, we're definitely going to do this, or we're definitely not. So I think it'll kind of, they'll toy around. The good thing about opening with teams like Bethune-Cookman and Southern Miss is that it gives them a chance to kind of experiment a bit for the first couple of games before you get into, like, the ACC schedule, before you play A&M. You know, they have a chance to kind of look and see how things work.
Good stuff. Adam, thanks so much. Let everybody know how they can follow you, whether it be on your website or social media.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AB Lichtenstein, and you can read everything I write at sunsentinel.com.
Good stuff. Thanks again, man. I appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein brings it all to a end, and what a great end. Great show. Missed anything, go to WQAM.com to the top of the page where it says podcast, and Danny G has put us all up there. This evening we had all the all seven of the interviews. Don't forget, next Monday we are planning a huge show, trying to get all seven of the head coaches from outside the area that will be coming in and playing in that Broward Showcase. Thank you so much for making this a special show. Danny G, thank you. We'll see you next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.